You know what? I thought, I mean, the outcome was great. Couldn't have drawn it up any better. I thought we really played a strong game. I'm happy we won it. We battled back. I thought we were resilient in the game. I thought we didn't lose our focus. We didn't lose our hope. We easily could have after the first period, the way we had played, and they'd scored right away on their first opportunity on the power play, and then again, on a breakaway. But I thought our guys were good. I thought that they really didn't get rattled. A week or two ago, it might have been different, but I thought we were really good. I thought we played a really solid game. I thought there was a lot of really good things in the game. To me, it was a huge building block for our team, this game, in a lot of different ways. We'd like to continue on playing well and playing strong. That's what we'd like to do, but I think it was a really good step forward.
Is that because of the resiliency and the fact that you came out so strong and then went down? And why exactly was this maybe a more of a turning point than maybe another one?
Just in the way that we played, I thought we played with some heart and some passion. I thought we played with some. I thought that, we they there's a feeling for me that the team played together and all with the same type of engagement, and I think that's kind of what I enjoyed watching a little bit more. We got some good games, and we got some, it was a good game. I really enjoyed the game. And I'd say, there wasn't periods of the time in the game where I thought we couldn't come back, even when they went ahead 4-3, and it was disappointing. We still felt that we had some time on the clock, and we could still get some stuff done. It was a huge goal by Andrew Ladd. I mean, but it was good.
Without picking at it, if Andrew doesn't score that goal, maybe we're in here talking about how your special teams cost you a game.
We might be talking about that, but the fact that Andrew scored that goal, we'll just stay with Andrew who scored a nice goal, unless you want to ask the question in a different fashion. He just explained his side of it, why they didn't get a penalty there, and incidental contact, I think is what he called it, and it was a call that they both thought that it didn't deserve a penalty. It can leave you to argue, but you don't usually win them.
Well, you said a week ago your team may not have come back or battled back like they did tonight. Have you noticed in the last 7 days a shift inside the locker room?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a 7 days or anything like that, because we've done some decent things over a course of some time here, and then I go back to the road trip more or less. That's more the time frame that I'm looking at. Have I noticed a shift? Well, yeah, there's been some up and down, some different areas, but it looks like it's a little bit more constant, so that's just in the general sense of things. I sensed before the road trip there was a lot of up and down, let's put it that way, and you weren't sure what you were getting. I was going to me, when we started this game, I was interested to see how the game would get played. I was very interested to see where our team was at, and I felt that we would have a good game. That's what my gut feeling was, not knowing exactly. And you feel a little more comfortable when you start to feel that your team's going to be in it every night. That's what you're hoping for. That's what they're hoping for too, So I thought that I felt pretty good about the way I thought we would play. And we came out, did the things we needed to do that were necessary in this game. We came out with a good start, pounded ourselves down 2-0, but the game plan was there, and they followed along, and we were good. We got on the forecheck and we put pucks to the net and did the necessary things. I mean, that's a good team.
Sign that consistency is coming. This is the first time you guys won two in a row since the very beginning of the year.
We've won 3 of 4.
Exactly.
Three road home. There we go. We've got some positive stuff coming from you guys tonight. It's beautiful. Yeah, the consistency looks like it's, but like I say, when you go back to that road trip, we've been fairly consistent. A couple of bumps, but pretty good.
Complete game. The best players, I thought, were your best players, but your secondary scoring there as well.
Yeah, we saw that nice saucer pass from Halaschuk there. There was some, our D's got some in on the action, which was good. It was nice to see us get some shots through to the net, on those plays. And, you know, San Jose doesn't give you very much. When you look at their numbers and you look inside the numbers, we have ways of looking at different numbers. Everything points to them being hard to play against in a lot of ways. I mean, take the record out of it, but they don't give you much. They don't give you much from key areas of the ice. There's a lot of things that they do that you have to earn your way into the game. And I got to give our guys a lot of credit. I thought they were strong. They played hard. It was really good to see.
Ladd scores the equalizer, brings the post in overtime, scores the one goal on the shootout. Does he have that ability to just kind of take
the last one, guys?
You know what? Like, for me, that's part of the leadership in him. I don't know if he's a pure scorer like that, like to finish like he did. He has a sneaky wrist shot, there's no question. And you saw it in the overtime when he rang it off the side of the post. It's sneaky. It's sneaky. That's, you know, I don't want to get into why I call it sneaky, but he has that in him. And but he gives you things in other ways. You know, like, he doesn't have to score or create the offense for me. When Andrew plays well, it's because of the will that he brings to the game, and his will through battles and through the way that he plays the game is infectious, and that's how he ends. To me, he ends up really being a tremendous leader when he plays that way. If he gets production offensively, that's great. But I mean, I remember a couple of weeks ago he had a really strong game, and I don't know if he was even on the board offensively, and I believe we won the game. But his will was very clear, and to me, that's really what he brings. When he plays that way too, he's into it, and the results end up sometimes creating some offense.